CD 2. Track 23.
Traditionally, this is how you do it. First, you get really good at something. For example, you learn to play an instrument. Then, you form a group, rehearse until your fingers bleed, and do anything you can to get an opportunity to play live in front of real people and not just your mates. After years of gigs in tiny bars and on the smallest stage in unknown summer festivals, your manager finally tells you that you have a recording contract. Then you release a record and become rich and famous and get to destroy hotel rooms. Or, if you're an actor, you study at drama school for years, perform for free in all sorts of venues just to get some experience, and eventually, the happy day comes when you find an agent willing to take 10% of nothing in order to represent you. Then you start the thankless task of going from audition to audition, trying to get a part, any part, in a play or a short film or even an advert. Finally, your agent finds someone who is ready to give you a chance, and suddenly, you're famous, and find embarrassing photos of yourself in glossy magazines. But the traditional way is not the only way anymore. Now there's a new way to become famous. It doesn't involve years of study, and you don't need to travel around the country performing for audiences so small they could be in a book of records. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. All you need is a computer and an internet connection, although it does help if you have some talent, too. Take, for instance, Tay Zonde. In April 2007, this graduate student from Minnesota, a man with no formal music training, performed his song, Chocolate Rain, on the website 4chan. It quickly became popular and won the music category in the 2007 YouTube Awards. In 3 years, it got over 50 million views and was perhaps the most listened to song in the world. Zonde, who sings in an unusually deep voice, became a media celebrity. He performed live on national TV and radio, appeared on the front page of the Los Angeles Times, made an internet commercial for a well-known soft drink, and even got a part as an actor in a multimedia presentation to celebrate NASA's 50th birthday. And all from posting one song on a website. Zonde is not unique. Comedy group Derek Comedy, TV presenter Amanda Congdon, rapper Soulja Boy, chef Julie Powell, and comedian, singer, musician, and actor Bo Burnham all found fame and fortune through the internet. And there are more. Painters, sculptors, and cartoonists, poets, novelists, and journalists, photographers, makeup artists, and film directors. So, if you want to be famous, you know what to do. The only problem is that you're not the only one who's trying to do it.